Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Wednesday, the 3rd of March. In just a moment, we're going to be taking on the issue of children's health. We've done many programs looking at childhood obesity, looking at the fact that children sit in front of video games and don't get out and exercise, as, of course, we did when we were children walking 5 miles to school. That's not true. I took the bus. But there is a lot to be said for the fact that children are not out and about for a variety of reasons. We're going to have two guests with us, the Senior Director of Education and Strategic Planning at the Urban Ecology Center here in Milwaukee, and that organization brings some 15,000 students from Central City, Milwaukee, and all over to the center to do wonderful work to learn about the natural surroundings, and also they do canoeing and rock climbing and getting kids in shape. The Got Dirt program is a state gardening initiative developed by the Department of Health Services, Nutrition, and Physical Activity. Of course, the First Lady planted that beautiful, with a lot of help, that beautiful garden at the White House. And she's on a healthy food initiative, starting probably with her husband, who has to stop eating as many pies. Did you read that article yesterday? He's eating a lot of pies because, as you can imagine, they're very good at the White House. So we have both of those guests with us. We are in our winter pledge drive, and we are asking for your support for programs like this, which are important programs. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and Lisa Nalbandian, regional manager here in Milwaukee. Lots of energy she has is with us, and it is our pledge drive, listener donations, the foundation of our budget, and it's why we're asking for your gift right now. Please give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Kathleen. And this hour, we have a goal of 25 pledges. And remember that these hourly goals are extremely important. They help us stay on track with the funds needed to keep the discussion going on Wisconsin Public Radio. So let's make it happen. 25 pledges before 10 o'clock this morning. Take a moment, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I think this is a fabulous idea, particularly when we're talking about issues like food and having enough food and health. When you pledge $120 or more, you can choose food for 40 as your thank you gift. This is a good thing. It's a thank you gift that will provide 40 meals to those who are facing hunger in your area. Please pledge now, $120 or more. Choose food for 40. It's a good thing to do. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving is extremely simple, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and simply how you'd like to pay your pledge. Use a credit card, by the way, if you can. It saves both time and money. And remember, we do not share your personal information with any other organizations. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear substantial topics, of course, here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Where else on your radio dial are you going to get a full hour conversation about children's health, which is a national emergency and a priority for our country right now, so our children can live as long, we hope, or much longer than we do. So please realize, and I know you do, the importance of this network. We don't patronize you by assuming that you can handle just a headline and nothing more. We know that you want more than that, and believe me, that's what you get. Please make your donation in support of the programming you count on. Please choose Food for 40, very appropriate for this hour, as your thank you gift, providing 40 meals to those who are facing hunger in your area. Make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just know that every dollar really does make a difference. And when you decide to pledge $120, which is $10 a month or more, you'll receive the WPR member card. And the member card is a membership experience, if you will. Every time you get a 2-for-1 discount at a participating restaurant, a bed and breakfast, a golf course, or a cultural attraction, you'll be reminded on how much you enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio. So pledge right now, $120 or more, and receive the member card at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
The goal is 25 pledges. We have one pledge right now, so we're on our way. And a reminder, I want to please urge you to pledge this. When you pledge $120 or more, you can choose food for 40 as your thank you gift. It will provide 40 meals to those who are facing hunger in your area. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're going to be talking about, it's kind of a juxtaposition, there is hunger in our communities, there is obesity in our communities as well, and it's been an issue that a lot of people have been greatly concerned about because this figure really knocked me out when we heard it some time ago, that this may be the first generation we're raising now that will not live as long as their parents. And it's due to bad eating habits. It's due to not getting out and getting healthy exercise every day. So we're going to take on this issue, not just gloom and doom this hour, but we're going to talk with people who are really making a positive difference in the lives of young people in terms of their getting out in the natural world and also promoting stewardship, recreation, camaraderie in urban settings. And we're also going to speak with a guest this hour who has started this garden program that will, we hope, result in gardens being built in schoolyards all over the state of Wisconsin, and it has already happened. Joining us in our studios here in downtown Milwaukee is Beth Federle, Senior Director of Education and Strategic Planning at the Urban Ecology Center of Milwaukee. This is a wonderful organization. Each year, over 15,000 students and teachers from 30 neighborhood schools explore the ecology of their local community with this center. They also do a lot of physical activity. They do work on the grounds. They go canoeing. They do rock climbing. They do a lot of this kind of work, and we're very happy to have Beth Federle, who's the Senior Director of Education and Strategic Planning at the Urban Ecology Center, joining us. Hello, Beth. Thanks very much for being
with us.
Good morning. You've done wonders with this place, and now you have another center, too, really in the central city of Milwaukee. So many people are coming through and being touched by this.
Yeah, we actually have over 75,000 visitors and 40,000 kids now. If you count all the students that come in not with their schools, I think you're giving the number with the schools. So we have a lot of people getting out and enjoying the public parks, and that's what's really critical.
Yeah, that's marvelous. Kristen Bittner is also joining us. She is the communications coordinator for Got Dirt, which is a state gardening initiative developed by the Department of Health Services, Nutrition, and Physical Activity. Hi, Kristen. Thank you so much for being with us this hour as well.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. And let's welcome phone calls, too. Our number is 800-486-8655. Let's start with your assessment, both of you. Beth, you first. Why is it that we have this generation of young people who are quite obese and who may not live as long as their parents?
Well, I think that from our perspective in the environmental education world, what we're seeing is fewer kids connecting to the outdoors, getting out and running around. There are a number of studies that have to do with not only physical health, but attention deficit disorder. And everything is interconnected when you're looking at children's health. I think particularly in our cities, students and parents are afraid to go outside and play on their own. And so that I think, plays into it. It used to be that my parents would let me run outside and play with my friends, and we'd go around the block, and it wasn't a big deal. And I think parents are a little more concerned about that these days. So one of our critical roles at the Urban Ecology Center is to activate public parks so that they're used in a positive way and they feel safe so kids can get out and play and run around and get that exercise without necessarily thinking that they're getting exercise. They're just having fun.
Right. Yeah. What do you think about the general assessment, Kristen?
I agree. I think in our regard with school gardens, we're talking about access to fresh fruits and vegetables. So kids don't always have access to be able to eat those fresh fruits and vegetables, and it's obviously a lot cheaper for parents to go out and buy something from a fast food restaurant than it is to spend the same amount of money on fresh fruits and vegetables. So through starting school gardens through our program, it's getting kids to try new and different fruits and vegetables and just allow them the opportunity to eat their fruits and vegetables as well.
And you do a lot of that education of the food that comes from the land, preserving the land as well. There, is a difference when children are actively involved, isn't there, in making their own food, in learning where food comes from? Beth?
Yes. We actually have, in our Washington Park branch, we've started a garden that our Young Scientist Club.
Oh, great.
There are kids hanging out after school, and they take such pride in that garden, and they will eat pretty much anything in it. It's all vegetables. You know, you hear kids don't eat their vegetables, but if they do it themselves, they will want to eat them.
How many schools in the state of Wisconsin do you know, Kristen, have garden programs?
Well, when we did our pilot program a number of years ago, we were able to track 110 gardens that started as a result of our initial training sessions. So I'm still trying to keep in touch with some of the gardens that happened as a result of those training sessions. And we're still training teachers to start school gardens. And so far this year, we've had 300 teachers and child care providers go through our training session to learn how to start the gardens in their schools. So we're hoping to keep increasing that number of gardens throughout the state.
I would imagine that there are a lot of people considering the attention that First Lady Michelle Obama has given to this issue, that there are a lot of people who see what she's done and hear what she's had to say about taking on this issue and getting people moving and planting gardens. There are a lot of teachers in schools, I'm sure, in the state saying, ooh, let's do this.
Mm-hmm, exactly. There's a lot of excitement about it. And the thing that's really neat about our program is that some of the gardening methods that we talk about really provide solutions to Wisconsin's short growing season. So as you know, our summer's not very long here, and especially in northern Wisconsin, having that outdoor garden may not be the best fit for your students. So we talk about some indoor gardening techniques and other methods that really allow teachers to fully integrate the garden into the classroom so that kids learn about the garden, and as you've mentioned, where fruits and vegetables come from as well. So we provide some alternatives and different options for teachers to use.
And do those foods make their way into the lunchroom?
Some of them do. I know that McAuliffe Elementary School here in Green Bay, they used some cold frames and grew some kale, which they then, the food service, put into some soup, and they had a whole day with the soup, and the kids were very excited about seeing their produce being served at lunch that day.
I want to talk about the long-term effects of all of this, Beth. Research your organization says shows that children who explore natural areas throughout their childhood, guided by environmentally literate mentors, are likely to become ecologically responsible adults.
Mm-hmm.
Those
yep.
are crucial years.
Yep. There's a book out that is called The Last Child in the Woods by Richard Louv that really kind of captures a lot of research that's happened over the past 20 or 30 years, actually. And he summarizes it pretty nicely. And that basically supports what you just said. It's important for adults to get out and a role model for students, get their hands in the dirt, get them out gardening, get them out running around and playing. That is it's critical to their development, both intellectually and as well as health-wise.
What's growing at the garden in Washington Park?
Boy, I was wondering if you were going to ask me that. well, right now, not a whole lot.
No, I'm sure it's not at the moment.
So I know that they had some peppers and they had some cabbages and that sort of thing. I don't remember what the whole garden was.
That's great. And do you know where the food's going?
The kids are. The kids are.
They eat it.
Yep, we do cooking classes as well. And
That's
right
wonderful.
Now, actually, we're gearing up for gardening season. So this weekend at the Urban Ecology Center, we've got some classes where adults can learn how to garden. Well, the kids learn what a garden is, so we're going to have the two separated. You can come with your children. The kids will learn what's in dirt. They'll learn parts of plants, that sort of thing, while the parents learn the gardening techniques, so that we can encourage it not only on school grounds like what Kristen is doing, but also in yards.
Uh-huh. And Kristen, there are a lot of ways, because we're talking about urban areas and rural areas that mm-hmm. might have more space, but there are a lot of new techniques for gardening, mm-hmm. aren't there? So you can grow quite a bit of food in a small space. Can you talk about those?
Sure. Some of the methods that we talk about are container gardens. So that's just using some 3 to 5 gallon buckets and planting your garden that way. It's perfect for the urban settings where you don't have a lot of green space to really do that in-ground outdoor garden. As I've mentioned, we also talk about some indoor gardening techniques. So we have, which is my favorite and I think the neatest technique that we teach, is the micro farm. So it's growing vegetables inside just using a light, and it allows teachers to garden in the winter, which is really neat. So,
what's that called? Micro farming.
Micro farm, yep.
Hmm.
So it's a really neat method, and I know a lot of schools have been using it. And you grow microgreens, which are just the immature sprouts of the plants, and it's a short gardening process, but it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. How do you get young people, because I'm sure that there are people who come to the Urban Ecology Center and have just been to a fast food restaurant, or they're thinking of going to a fast food restaurant after. It is such a part of our culture, our teen culture, our young people's culture. They get rewarded after an event, a sporting event. You go to a fast food restaurant. They go out with their friends to fast food restaurants. How do you change that culture so pervasive? Beth?
Well, I think it's both, education, starting at an early age, like that research shows, and as well as making it feel a part of their community. You know, so if there's a garden nearby, a garden on their school grounds, or in a neighboring park, then it doesn't feel so odd to be eating the vegetables. You know, I think that's another piece to it is making it feel like it's just the way it should be, a part of our life. And students in the city especially are so disconnected from where their food comes from and what it is and what it provides for us, that having that deep connection is really important.
Kristen?
I agree, and it's just teaching the kids about their fruits and vegetables. As I mentioned, one of the schools, they grew kale and had it in their soup. I don't know how often kids really say that they try kale or get excited about it, but once they grow it and get a chance to actually try it, they may be more likely to try it at home or ask their parents for it or whatnot.
And what about just classes? It seems to me as though this is basic knowledge. People eat three times a day, snack more. We're so disassociated from what the purpose of eating is, to keep us healthy and strong and ward off disease. Mm-hmm. That just dumbfounds me. We don't know why we're eating anymore. We eat probably for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
So how do we get back to teaching what food is for? Do we do that?
Well, I think both Kristen and her work and the work at the Urban Ecology Center are, starting at an early age, exposing kids to gardens. We do some classes with our partnering schools on nutrient content. We go to grocery stores and learn about where is the food coming from, what's in it, that sort of thing. We have a summer camp that's called Play With Your Food, and it's all about learning about how food grows and where it comes from. We go out to some farms as part of that program so that the kids are feeling, again, they're in the city. They think that food only comes from a grocery store. They don't really think beyond that unless they're looking for it and taught where to look for it and where to learn about their food.
Right. And, of course, there would be no better place than to have a garden to learn about food, because that would be natural, right, Kristen?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Let's welcome phone calls for both of you. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. We're talking about tackling childhood obesity, lack of exercise, and programs that are doing just that in the state of Wisconsin. Beth Federley, Senior Director of Education and Strategic Planning at the Urban Ecology Center in Milwaukee, which is a marvelous place right in the city here in Milwaukee. Kristen Bittner is Communications Coordinator for Got Dirt, a state gardening initiative developed by the Department of Health Services, Nutrition, and Physical Activity. I'm sure there are people all over the state who are doing programs, too, that we would like to hear about, or you may want to know how you can get involved in these programs here in Milwaukee and in gardening programs throughout the state. So feel free to give us a call. We're also in a pledge drive. I want to make a special effort this hour because I think it is most appropriate for you to pledge, if you can, $120 or more, and you can choose Food for 40 as your thank you gift. It's a gift that will provide 40 meals to those who are facing hunger in your area. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We go to your phone calls now, and let's start with Tim from Baraboo. Hi, Tim.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. I'm president of the Baraboo River chapter of CAMEL, which is kids and mentors outdoors. This is a nonprofit organization that was started about 3 years ago by Mark Walters, who is an outdoor syndicated writer. I don't know if you've read any of his writings in the paper, but our focus is getting kids involved in outdoor activities, anything from hunting, fishing, hiking, camping, just about anything to get the kids outdoors, get them exposed to things that'll get them active out of the house.
Great. We ask that you send us a little more information about your program, too, because we like to highlight these programs during the year.
Yeah. If somebody is interested in researching us, we have a website. It's camokids.org, and that's camo with a K, K-A-M-O-K-I-D-S.org. There's information on there. If people want to contact us, we're always looking for more kids. We're always looking for more mentors to get involved. It's a real easy organization to join. It doesn't cost the kids anything to be involved. Mentors, we do have a yearly dues that we need to collect from them to use as operating funds. But this is a topic that's very near and dear to me. So
I'm sure
glad you're talking about it.
Great. Thanks very much. Thanks for your call.
When you
mentioned mentors, that's a key part of this, too. You can't just take children in if their parents are eating at fast food restaurants all the time. It's not just children who are suffering here. It's adults as well. And it needs to be a societal thing, don't you think, Beth?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. We try to do a number of programs every single month related to sustainable and healthy foods at the center. One thing that's coming up, if you're an adult and you're interested, but you don't feel like you're confident in your knowledge base about food resources, next weekend, the Urban Ecology Center has its 8th annual local farmers and food open house. It's March 13th from noon until 4 in the afternoon. That is a great place to get to know a lot about your food. We have farmers come. We have local producers of cheese and eggs and that sort of thing.
Great.
And they're just there to share information. They also will let you sign up to subscribe to their farm. That's one of the best ways to get really fresh food. And that gets delivered to your neighborhood and you go pick it up at someone's house. So that's one way that you can get connected and you can learn. You don't have to subscribe to a farm when you come visit. So you can just come and learn and talk to the farmers and help build your confidence as an adult so that you can be a mentor to your children or grandchildren or kids in the neighborhood.
When is that event?
That is next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, March 13th,
okay,
from noon until 4 at our Riverside Park branch.
Okay. Wonderful. And how do you get, I know you get teachers involved in the garden programs. Do you get parents involved, too, if they're able? Kristen?
Yes, if they're able to. And I think it's kind of a natural partnership for the teachers to solicit help from the parents, either helping to start the garden or plant it or help weeding and whatnot. But I've also heard from teachers that because the kids are involved in gardening at their school or childcare facility, that parents have actually been encouraged to start gardening at home. So it's kind of helping spread the gardens across the state. So,
mm-hmm. And when you talk about when Tim was talking about leading all these expeditions, you know, it brings you back in your mind to when you were a young person, and there's nothing like it. There's nothing like, I'm sure, canoeing on the river and working in the fields of the Ecology Center, planting a garden. It really does, on so many levels, beat watching television, and I think children know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, I've been talking a lot about the Urban Ecology Center, but there are amazing resources throughout the Milwaukee area. If you are near a computer, you can look up the Victory Gardens Initiative.
Yes.
That's another one that we are really excited to let people know about. Certainly, you probably are familiar with Growing Power and Will Allen.
Yes.
With his Genius Award. He's had a lot of press recently. But there's a lot happening here in the city where kids can get connected to food right here.
We just had him on last week because he was at the White House, mm-hmm, you know, and mm-hmm, gave a speech, was one of four people. It's wonderful to see local people all of a sudden hit the international scene and have their efforts rewarded. He's been working hard for a long time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That'll happen to you one of these days, maybe.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. We're welcoming phone calls, and we'll take more of them in a moment as we talk about how to get young people healthy. Really, it's a conversation about how to get all of us healthy. Beth Federley is Senior Director of Education and Strategic Planning at the Urban Ecology Center in Milwaukee. Kristen Bittner joining us by phone, coordinator of Got Dirt, a state gardening initiative that's been developed by the Department of Health Services, Nutrition, and Physical Activity. We are in our Wisconsin Public Radio winter membership drive, as you know, and as a regular listener to this program, you know that you're always going to hear something worthwhile. We've been on the issue of childhood obesity and eating healthy foods for a long time now. Will Allen just with us a couple weeks ago. Actually, he was in Washington that day because they had that horrendous snowstorm and nobody could get out of town. So Rhonda said, well, let's call people in Washington. They've got time to be on the show. So you know that we've talked about this issue and we feel that it's very important. Today, we're asking you to put a value on this program. Your contribution is vital. It's a big part of what keeps us going. Please support this program and everything else that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio by making a gift in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Lisa Nabandian joining me in our studios here in Milwaukee again. Hello again, Lisa.
Hi, Kathleen.
And hi, Lisa.
Hi, Kathleen. So we need to hear from 17 people in the next 30 minutes. So thanks, by the way, if you've already given. If not, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And make yourself feel extra good when you donate to WPR this pledge drive. Give $120 or more. And as a thank you gift, 40 meals will be provided to those in need through the area, through area food banks. Just choose Food for 40 as your thank you gift when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and heard something that stopped you in your tracks? This happens to me all the time, and I can't let there be silence because it's radio, but there are so many programs that are just really interesting. I think about that show, and I know we had a lot of response to the show we did on Frances Perkins. A lot of people were saying, including the author of the book who wrote for the Washington Post, who exactly was Frances Perkins? And it turns out she's just this incredibly interesting person who fashioned the whole New Deal, who has been relegated to the back pages of history. And it was gripping to learn. Not only did you learn something from a book that was so well written about history, that's, you know, that's it. As far as I go, that's life. We strive every day for programs that open your eyes, really, and emerge your brain, programs that affect your life. This kind of radio happens with your financial support, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
After paying your bills, we understand it might not be easy to find anything extra. That's why it's up to you how much to give. Any donation makes you a member of WPR. And when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, how much you give is not as important as the fact that you give. And giving to WPR is a choice. And because it's something you value, you probably find that choosing to donate is enjoyable. Find out right now by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We do want to remind you that when you pledge, it seems so appropriate this hour, $120 or more, you can choose Food for 40 as your thank you gift. It will provide 40 meals to those who are facing hunger in your area. So please pledge now. It's a very worthwhile thing to do. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Consider paying your pledge in monthly installments. It makes things easier on your budget. A pledge of $60 becomes $5 a month. A $120 pledge is $10 a month, and so on. Installments are easy to set up, either on your credit card or right from your bank account. And we'll help you do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So the goal is 25 calls. We're at 10 right now, so we're getting there, Lisa. It's not too far. You know, we can do this. Yeah, we can do this. Please pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Thank you to all of you who have pledged. Remember the Food for 40, $120 or more. You can choose that as the thank you gift. 40 meals for people who are experiencing hunger in our area. And we are talking about young people who may not be as healthy as their parents, who are overweight, who are not getting very much exercise. And we're looking specifically at programs that are making a difference in our state, taking on those problems. Beth Federley is Senior Director of Education and Strategic Planning at the Urban Ecology Center, which is located here in Milwaukee. Kristen Bittner, Communications Coordinator of Got Dirt, a state gardening initiative that's developed by the Department of Health Services, Nutrition, and Physical Activity. Our next caller is John from Madison. Hi, John.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Well, I think it's a great topic. Thank you for bringing it on. And one question I have is, why aren't we educating people through our standard channels, which would be the public schools, in terms of a healthy lifestyle? Or aren't we? Why aren't we talking more about that avenue? And a secondary comment would be, both of your guests are focusing mostly on nutrition, from what I heard so far this hour, but we're not really talking about physical fitness as an equally essential component of health. And again, I would consider public schools to be a very good avenue for getting people more active. You know, you could easily, because you can basically mandate what kids do in school, at least while they're there. You can say, look, okay, we're going to get up and move around for 5 minutes. And, you know, homeroom, whatever it is, I didn't go to public school in Wisconsin. I don't know how it's organized, but I assume it's pretty much the same. So why not, you know, mandate health breaks during the school day?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm all for, you know, bringing back recess, which has been cut in many areas. That's goofy as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Beth?
Yeah, well, I think I completely agree with you. Thank you so much for your call. What we haven't talked a whole lot about, the outdoor recreation and getting out and and I've said running around, but really it's more than that. It's getting students comfortable getting exercise, and the most affordable way to do that is to go to your nearest public park and play a game of ball or run around or go sledding in the winter. And that is a critical piece to what we do. We have an entire department of our organization called Urban Adventures, and that's all about exposing children and adults alike, because we need those mentors, to safe outdoor recreation opportunities. So throughout the summer, you can go on canoe trips with us. You can learn how to rock climb. We have kayaking programs. This weekend, we have a discovery hike. We have hiking programs. And that one this weekend is for families. So again, I agree that you have to pair the two, the exercise and the and nutrition, in order to really have a healthy lifestyle. As for schools, what we have seen, we partner with 44 schools, and it is actually heartbreaking to me the way the budgets have been cut for our public school system. A lot of times where they're losing physical education support.
Yes.
And I think that's a really significant issue for us to face as a society and a community here.
Mm-hmm. Can you weigh in on this, Kristen?
Yep, I agree. We're trying to, our program is working with the teachers in the public schools, so we're trying to get those gardens out there in the schools, and I agree, budget is definitely an issue, so we try to stress that as far as teaching nutrition and teaching kids about fruits and vegetables, it doesn't necessarily have to cost a lot in order to participate in gardening programs, but we're trying to get those gardens in the schools and integrate it into normal or curriculum that's already happening, so teaching about the life cycle of plants but tying it to fruits and vegetables in order to teach children about that. In addition, gardening is also a great form of physical activity. When you're out there in the garden, you're bending, stretching, moving all around, so it does also have that physical activity component.
What were the figures? Was it in your material? It was 300 calories an hour or 295 or?
I believe so. You can burn a lot of calories working out there in the garden. So, yeah.
What do you both think? I grew up during a time when it was a national mandate to have physical fitness programs in schools, and there was a drive, a national effort to focus attention on that. We have the First Lady who's involved in her program now. Do you think that we need, I don't know, congressional action on this issue, that we should reinstitute physical activity in all classes as long as you're in school for so many minutes a day?
Well, I can speak personally, not so much about Got Dirt, but I think as well, physical activity is great in schools. You have the kids burn off some of that energy and run around. So I'm not sure exactly where it should come from, but great to have it in schools.
Beth, what do you think?
Yeah, I guess I agree with Kristen. I you know, it is hard to know where it should come from. I would think that local leadership would be as good of a place to start, if not better, because it seems like some of the well-intended national mandates can have loopholes and they're hard to enforce if you don't have buy-in all the way starting from the ground up. But certainly I think at this point anything would be a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for the call. We have lines open. Our number is 800-486-8655. Carol from Muscadet is next. Hi, Carol.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm calling on behalf of FLO, that's Friends of the Lower Wisconsin River. I want to put a little plug in for them. One of their slogans is No Child Left Behind, Left Inside, sorry. No Child Left Inside, because they take kids out on hiking and all sorts of projects to learn about the flora and fauna of the lower Wisconsin, and we're talking Mazomanie to Prairie du Chien, along the new scenic byway there on Highway 60. But anyway, it's free membership. There's always events. There are bonfires. There are all sorts of children's activities, and kids are learning all the time. And it's amazing to see how interested they are. I'm always baffled by, you know, why they're even there and why they're so fascinated. So anyway, the membership in FLO is free. And to get on the mailing list, it's simply to hear about all these events. It's WIS, W-I-S, River, Friends, one word, WIS River Friends at yahoo.com.
WIS River Friends at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. I love that phrase, No Child Left Inside. That's good.
It's actually a national effort. There's a No Child Left Inside Act. There's a local No Child Left Inside Coalition, and it's working toward getting students in schools outside.
Mm-hmm. Great. Let's go next to, thank you for your call, Carol, Nick from Madison. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good. My question is, I have a one-year-old daughter right now, and on her side of the family, on her mother's side of the family, they're bigger people. And I'm concerned on, you know, how I can prevent my daughter into going into steps like that. Not to say that it would happen like that, but is there kind of steps I can do to make it better for her?
How old is she, did you say, Nick?
She's 1 year old right now. I'm just concerned about her future. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her to grow up. I grew up in that, and it was bad. I don't want her to grow up like that, so.
Hmm. Well, I'm not a doctor. This is Beth Federley talking. But I do think that, I can't give you medical advice. I do feel, though, from our work at the Ecology Center with families, that it really is about finding a good balance of a healthy diet, having exercise, and encouraging your daughter as she grows to by providing that nutritional background starting at an early age.
We're talking about healthy lifestyles. Both our guests this hour are promoting healthy lifestyles with some wonderful programs. Beth Federley is Senior Director of Education and Strategic Planning at the Urban Ecology Center in Milwaukee. If you're in the area and you're not familiar with this, they're doing wonderful work and they keep expanding. Kristen Bittner, Communications Coordinator for Got Dirt, State Gardening Initiative developed by the Department of Health Services, Nutrition, and Physical Activity. Nick, thanks very much for your call. We'll take more in a moment here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will talk one of our favorite topics. Second hour of the program is books, and our guest is Cynthia Crossan, who writes she's written a couple books, actually, but she writes the weekly Dear Book Lover column for the Weekend Wall Street Journal. So she will be with us. We'll have some fun. Beth Federley is here. Kristen Bittner, our phone number is 800-486-8655. I want to remind you about our winter pledge drive and ask specifically this hour, when you pledge $120 or more, you can choose Food for 40 as your thank you gift. It will provide 40 meals to those who are facing hunger in your area. Please pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Carrie is next from Eau Claire. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I'm very happy about the Garden Initiative. I think it's a great idea. I always think it's sad when we have to take such a simple thing that could go so quick and make it go through such you know, channels to have it happen. My other thought about activity for children is to get away from competitive sports or achievement sports. How about dance? How about singing? Things that kids are really into these days. You know, you do have your kids that love competitive sports, but there's a large group of people who don't want to do that.
You want to start, Kristen?
I'm not quite sure. Our program, like I said, I appreciate the call about or the comments about the school gardens and incorporating it into the classrooms and the physical activity, too. I think that's a great comment about involving in all varieties of activities instead of just the competitive sports. So I think there's lots of options out there available.
Mm-hmm. And not all kids are in competitive sports. I'm not one to dismiss them because I think that there's a lot to be said for what you learn on teams and to be part of a team and all, having three boys, been through a lot of competitive sports. But to get everybody involved is very important.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was just, when she was talking, I was thinking about this wonderful volunteer we have at the Urban Ecology Center. Her name is Stephanie Sandy, and she is a yoga kids instructor.
I know Stephanie very well.
Isn't she great?
She's marvelous.
She started offering yoga classes to our students in Washington Park, and they were resistant at first because it was a strange thing, and it was, you know, this woman they'd never met before coming in and having them stand in weird positions, and they love it now. It's a regular, every single week she comes in, and the students love it, and it's amazing when you do an activity like that to see the change in the kids. They relax,
yes.
They become more able to kind of focus in on what they're doing, and they just seem to be more content.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that's going well. She's a marvelous person, and she looks fabulous, and that's from yoga. That's great. Let's go next to Marcy from Duluth. Hi, Marcy.
Thank you very much. I would like to pick up on what you said, Kathleen, about eating to maintain health and how in our culture we've gotten away from that. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
A reference I would like to give you is it comes out of the book Anti-Cancer, A New Way of Life. And in that book is a reference to a researcher in biochemistry and professor at the University of Montreal who runs one of the largest laboratories for molecular medicine in the world. He and a research partner published a book, and that book escapes me. But the man to Google, if you would like to get to the book, is Richard B, as in boy, E-L-I-V-E-A-U. And in his book, he reports on 20 years of research about food-sustaining life. And he draws the contrast between our culture and Asian cultures, for example, who Asian cultures focus on eating what will sustain health. Here in our culture, I think we are pretty far removed from that.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call. And I don't want to appear holier than thou. I like a good cake just as much as anybody. It's hard. We do eat in this culture and in many cultures for pleasure, too. We're going to put a lot of these websites on our Facebook. Should we do that, Chrissy? Because there are so many of them. And please check out the Urban Ecology Center if you don't know it. You're just doing top-notch work, and I applaud you for what you're doing. It's really good. You must feel good about it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been 10. I've been there for 10 years.
Have you been there that long?
Can you believe it?
No.
And it is so much fun. Every day I come back to work, and it still is fun, and there's something new going on, a new volunteer, a new community group doing good work. So it's been a delight working there.
Yes, well, you've done wonders with it. Thank you. Beth Federle, Senior Director of Education and Strategic Planning at the Urban Ecology Center in Milwaukee. Kristen Bittner, Communications Coordinator for Got Dirt, a state gardening initiative that's been developed by the Department of Health Services, Nutrition, and Physical Activity. We're at the Kathleen Dunn Show on Facebook, and Chrissy will put up all of these websites.
Great.
So that you can find out more about what's been discussed during this hour. Or if you want to add your own, well, that's what Facebook's all about. You can also add your own program to that as well. Thank you so much. Carry on. Good.
Thank you.
We are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Pledge Drive, which I think you know about, and our goal, and we're getting there. We're slowly getting there, everybody, and this is an important hour because we'll help feed people too. So it's 25 goal, and we are at 17, which is, not bad. Please help us reach the goal. And when you pledge $120 or more, you can choose food for 40 as your thank you gift. It will provide 40 meals to those who are facing hunger in your area. So please pledge now. Lisa Nalbandian is joining me again in our studio. She's regional manager of our offices here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi.
Well, we've talked about this before. We still need to get to 25 pledges by the end of the hour, and we have 8 more pledges to go. So I think we can make this, but we need your help. We've said it before, you've heard it before, the success of this fund drive simply depends on you. So thank you so much if you've already given. If not, you can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So consider this, consider the hour we've been talking about, and rather than receiving a book or a CD as a thank you gift this drive, mm-hmm. you can do something really special. Give $120 or more and select Food for 40 as your thank you gift. WPR will pass on what we would normally spend on a book or CD to a Wisconsin food bank in your area. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, not just looking at what the problem is, because we identify a lot of the problems, but people who are part of the solution here when it comes to the health of our children. There are a few issues that could be more important than that. Please take a few minutes now to make this hour and many more hours of discussion on topics like this possible. Put a value on the programming that you enjoy every day, and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time. Now, remember, a dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 to $100 for the year. And all year long, you'll benefit from this program and all of the WPR programs you love. So make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please give as generously as you can.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe your pledge is $50 or $100 or $120, which we're asking this hour. You can choose food for 40 as your thank you gift. $500, whatever amount is right for you. Again, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help pay for the programs you depend on every day and help us meet this goal of 25 pledges in the next 6 minutes by making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when you pledge $120 or more, you can choose Food for 40 as your thank you gift. This thank you gift will provide 40 meals to those facing hunger in your area. For more information about Food for 40 and to make your pledge, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're at 17 people, Lisa, and our goal is 25. So we do want to reach 25,
right.
And we're very, very close to it. And I know I'm speaking to one of you right now who hasn't pledged yet, and I'm just asking you to pledge. Please. You found yourself, I'm sure, thinking about something new after you've heard one of our programs. Actually, a lot of what we do is just new information mm-hmm. completely. So we hear a lot of things that are new. And it's a valuable service that we have here on the Ideas Network. We ask you to pledge your support. We're at 18 now. See that?
Oh, great.
It's working.
Yeah, thank you.
Just need to get rolling. Yes, thank you very much. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the $120 a year gift, the $140 a year gift, those mean so much to us. But we have to ask, if you have the capacity right now, you can share your passion for WPR with others by making a pledge of $1,000. You know, radio is accessible to everyone, but not everyone has the means to support it. Your gift of $1,000 supports your listening and also makes WPR available in your community. Every pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552
Lisa,
is appreciated.
Lisa, we're at 20 now. 20 callers.
Oh, that's
and we need
great.
25. So
all right,
that would be
five
great.
More.
Five
we can do
more
this.
Callers. Yes, we can. We can do this.
Yeah.
We can do
yeah.
this. Pledge your support at WPR.org or call toll free 888-202-2552. And what was that number again?
888-202-2552.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks, Lisa, so much for your good work and cheerfulness, I would add as well. It's good to have you here. Well, that's and don't forget the food for 40 when you pledge $120 or more. That's an important thing. Thank you to Lisa. Thank you to Rhonda Fanning for producing this program and to Chrissy Pease for on-air production here in our studios in Milwaukee. We have news coming up and we'll return books next hour. Okay.